All right.
All right.
Give us the good news.
Okay. So you have a couple of abatements that are NOVCs that will be coming through at a later time.
We did the one. Here's the second one. Just brought this one.
Yes. Okay. This third abatement is a mobile home that was located in the town of Pinedale. The town of Pinedale, it's my understanding from the treasurer, opted to remove this mobile home as a nuisance property and did so. We've confirmed it is gone. They still had 2017 taxes on it. The town never got a moving permit, which is the proper and legal way that we get notified that something's gone. So we had left it on the tax roll, and it's still on the tax roll for 2018. We've gone this month, checked, it's gone. We're not sure exactly when it left. The statutory lien date is January 1st for each tax year. So I can't tell you for certain whether it was gone in 2017.
Okay.
On January 1st. But it is for sure gone now. The treasurer would like the 2017 tax abated, and I've prepared a form for that if you should want to sign that. The extra step is that the 2018, it was on in 2018, we got through the protest period before any of this came to our attention. So we don't have certified values yet, so I can't prepare a 2018 abatement yet until we have certified values. But if you're going to abate 2017, I would also request that we have preliminary approval of a 2018 abatement when those are certified.
There's no way you can have a value because it doesn't exist.
Correct. So that's part of it. So if you're, if you would like to sign that, I will pass that your way.
Yeah, let's get rid of it. So there now, does this cover us for the 2018 too, or we're going to need to...
We're going to need to do one, and typically between now and between the certification and the time we roll taxes, we give you one list of abatements.
Okay.
So that will be on there.
All right, all right.
So do you need a motion to know what our intention is, or we just sign?
Usually don't.
I don't think I need one. Just be aware that even
that
though you're signing this now, it's still going to be coming on the same piece of property.
It's gone. Get rid of it.
Yep, absolutely.
And they did two. The town did two mobile homes. The other one is the treasurer came to you and asked for an abatement of another one, which they thought was the other one that the town removed. And they, through you, abated that in 2017 without
our office being involved. Why did
I'm not sure how it happened, but it did. Okay. And that mobile home is still sitting there, yet it got abated for 2017.
Wow. But it never got moved.
It never got moved. A different one apparently did, if they really removed two. So I would caution you that
don't abate anything unless it comes from you.
There it is. Right.
I got it. I got it. So, now, our bad.
So here's my question.
Yes.
So we have a trailer that has been removed because it was a nuisance. There was a discussion about a gazillion in Big Piney. And where are we at with that?
Town of Pinedale did that.
The town,
the town of Pinedale did that.
And the ones we're talking about
are county. In the county.
County. Answers my question.
Yep.
Ask town of Pinedale if they'd like to do those others.
So I have a funny story.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure which trailer it refers to, but they called the contractor and asked him to remove it. And when they showed up to hook onto it, they tore all the skirting off the wrong trailer.
Why the one they thought they were moving. I don't know the answer to that.
The contractor almost removed the wrong house.
Oh, my.
And then they go, oh, this one.
Wait a minute.
So I don't know. That's part of it.
That may be part of why we have
to. Sounds like a lawsuit.
In the future, we will pay close attention to abatements.
Very good.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, Commissioner Rawhauser, start the bills, will you? And then we'll let you start old business. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
What's that? I work for Teletractor. That's my employer.
It was your outfit that was moving it? Is that how you...
No. It was... I'm just going to say no.
Oh. Can I have another contract, too?
that I just got.
What's that? Have a sheet, Mary. Okay. Go ahead.
I got one more piece of business for you before you get started.
Hold up, Stampy.
We had, as part of the Harris Project, we got approval from the town of Marbleton to put a tower at the MSO.
Yeah.
And part of that was is that we needed to do a, what do we call it? We have to have a, we're hiring Inberg Miller to do the geotech under where the tower will go. It's the geotech thing, okay? So they're going to do the, we've got a contract with Inberg Miller to do the geotech that will be under the tower to make sure that the tower, that we're stable underneath so we can put the tower up so it doesn't fall down.
Okay.
Is the layman's discussion of that. Anyway.
Need a motion.
So we need a motion to accept that.
To hire
it has been moved and seconded that we enter into a contract with Inberg Miller.
Yes.
For the geotech of the Marbleton Sheriff's Office Communication Tower. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Did you need to talk before we...
Do we have a situation with the FAA on that tower? Because it's next to the helipad.
They're doing the... They did the...
We've got the application, and we've... That's the stuff that Skyler was talking about, where he went down and
did the...
Validated some elevations. Yeah, so we've got our application in, and we're good to go. I was just looking here, that looks like...
Is there another...
No,
sorry to rush that through without before talking to you there, Tom.
I just remembered we talked about the tower interference.
The thing up on...
I'll get here in a minute.
Ski resort.
I tried to move that way.
I have no idea.
Actually, Andy should be able to report on that a little bit.
What's that?
Your meeting with Shad.
Oh, yeah. I can cover that during old business.
I went to the Force Collaborative. And it was an interesting meeting because they were talking about fuels and fuel removal. And a lot of people on the ground talking about what needs to happen. There was a young lady there from the Forest Service that had a computer program that showed what a fire would do in the Hoback Ranch. And the scenario was based on the fire in Cliff Creek. And it was amazing.
Scary.
It was scary.
Not bad.
And it was, whether it was 2 miles an hour wind coming from the northwest or from the southeast or whatever. So after the meeting, I went up to her and I said, you know, this is good stuff. You need to take this to the gathering of all the homeowners in the Hoback Ranches when they meet in January. And she said, oh, no, I couldn't do that. She was serious.
Really?
And so if you're not going to scare them into cleaning their place up, I don't know how else you're going to get these people to get ready to build that buffer, because there's no way you can stop the fire.
It won't stop.
And I mean, and it showed it by minute, by minute, by minute, how it grew. And it went right through it. If the wind came from the northwest.
My.
And
which it often does.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
And like I said, it was all based on the Cliff Creek fire. That's where the humidity, the winds, all of that stuff. So it was a very impressive presentation.
Interesting.
There again. I went to the WPLI meeting. That was just as interesting. In terms of 2 years of work that they all put in very diligently, and we'll see what we get when they bring it to us.
Okay.
But it was said by everyone, please bring us a recommendation. And they were talking about proposals.
Right. Thank you, Commissioner Rothauser.
Yes, I think that's about all.
Is that it? I'll jump. I'm going to
question for
go Matt. Ahead.
On the collaborative, did they talk about the next steps on the Monument Ridge project?
Yes, And the thing about it is what they're going to do is this group that met, now they're coming to the collaborative, and that's going to be their recommendation and
for Monument Ridge. Because a lot of what's, my understanding of a lot of what's likely planned for Monument Ridge will be geared to decrease the potential fire.
Right, all that, that fuel, all that input, yeah, all that
fuel,
dead
fuels reduction.
Fuels reduction, yeah. Yes. And there
kind
were...
I feel like I'm playing air hockey here.
There were some people from the Hoback Ranches at the meeting, and very concerned about, they were doing what everybody asked, but the neighbor wasn't. Mm-hmm. And it was putting them in harm's way. And I, you know.
The ironic thing about it, there's money available there to do fuels removal on private land.
Yeah.
It didn't cost them a damn thing.
Well, and there's no study needs to be done. There's no need for, there's no nothing.
Yeah.
It's private.
Yeah.
You just get in there and get it done.
Well, and there's been money spent up there through the Firewise program
for
a lot of years.
Yeah.
To go in there and help those people. So the other thing, too, is Bill Connolly, who's the chairman of the service in the district up there, said that they've just refenced the whole subdivision.
Just what?
Refenced.
Oh, really?
Okay. Which means that, you know, it's always had buck and rail.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. That was expensive.
Mm-hmm. So they've got wildlife-friendly fencing now.
Okay. I think the fencing was more fun. The homeowners were accessing each other, the forest through each other, and it was all the controversy.
Whatever happened to that?
Yeah, I've seen a fight over like that.
Take over the road.
You know, I haven't seen anything at all except for the only follow up I have on that is I got a phone call last week from Don Crankendog.
Yeah.
Big Piney.
Yeah.
For what is a service and improvement district? He went, he's supposed to be doing work on that site.
Well, are they bringing that to us or not? That request.
I don't think so, because they don't have.
Well, there's
they can't meet a
right.
Road.
I just heard that it was coming to us.
Yeah. He came. The guy came and got the petition.
Uh huh.
And but he seems to think that it's not going to be a problem to get a 60-foot easement from the Forest Service.
Well, that doesn't matter. So. We still aren't. We don't have to take the road.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter. Okay. He needs. Yeah. All right. Anyway, I'll just let him do whatever.
I told him that you don't meet the standards right now.
Okay. So he's going to try and get the standards met and then come to us probably.
Probably, or who knows.
Okay.
So who was the man in the lime green shirt?
John Sarvacini.
That was. That's who that was. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's now a councilman.
Okay.
That's why he brought up.
Oh, that was sitting by Murdoch?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know who that was.
Yeah. That's why he brought up the fact that there is deed restrictions on that. And I didn't know that there were.
No, that was a good valid point.
Yeah, it's a valid point.
It goes along with what we said. You know, we want medical care, health care there.
So we can't use that for a county building or anything like that. It has to be used for healthcare.
That's right.
Period. What's that?
As you say, as long as the county health nurse is there, we got that covered.
Fair story.
Or Instacare.
Anything else, Commissioner Rawhauser?
No.
Commissioner Noble?
Follow-ups with Rob, which I told you already. Following the CTC broadband thing, nothing enlightening there that I can think of.
Do you have a meeting tonight?
Yeah, you got a meeting this afternoon, don't you? Isn't that what I got? I got a USDA.
USDA.
Yeah.
Conference call.
Yeah.
EDA Meeting Bridge, Sublette County, 6 p.m., 5:45.
Now, am I correct that we have something on... the 13th?
So WAM is coming to town on the 13th, as is the Joint Agriculture Board.
There's something else, too.
Are both on that day. I think WAM and that one are the only ones that I'm...
There's three.
Oh, well, there's a...
oh, the governor's.
The governor...
Governor's panel.
Yeah. Panel. And that's in association with WAM.
Is that... What time... I mean, I got here 8 o'clock at the BLM.
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
is that welcome for the Joint Agriculture meeting. I'm going to go welcome them. Joel thought
I'll try and attend that day's meeting.
I'm going to try and go as much of the WAM thing as I can.
When is the WAM thing? What time?
It's all day, the 13th and the 14th.
I can forward that agenda to you.
Please.
Where's it at?
Bosie's. So Mountain Man, you meet him. The governor's things at Bosie's.
Yeah.
Is that the governor's candidates coming to spiel off?
Yes.
Yeah. The I think all of the WAM meetings are at Bosie's too.
The reception is at the museum.
Right. I knew that.
Yeah.
But their meetings throughout the day are at Bosie's. Yes. And I will make it to the reception. I don't know how much
so
of
you're
the.
You're going to do at the museum because I also have. Interviews at the 4-H building that day.
Okay.
So it'll be whichever one I'm
off and on. Okay. That's fine.
I only have one other question. I talked to the leaseholder of the lease up on it'd be Stewart Point lease.
The what?
Stewart Point, the cattle lease up here, BLM lease on Stewart Point.
Okay.
Next to the land to the transfer station.
Oh, okay.
And they asked me if there was any chance that they could run a hose from the landfill well to a stock tank right there. And I said I would pass it on.
You know, it's such a small request, but it opens such a big box.
Oh, could you just, turn it around here, could you just go in and plow my driveway?
So, I just told him I would pass it on.
Can I stick a hose in the ditch?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it is.
Where
it's such
been
a
watered before?
They said that section of it never gets any use because there's no water up there.
Oh.
So.
I just hate to open that.
And that's fine with me. I'm just the messenger.
Yeah.
Don't kill the messenger.
Who is the VC? Who's the permittee?
That's,
Swain's, isn't it?
Garley?
Garley's. Oh, yeah.
It'd be is it Garley's? I thought it was,
Well, it was his son-in-law that confirmed me.
Jamie?
So, no,
Olson
Clay.
Clay?
Yeah. So I don't know who actually holds the permit. Whether it's Swain's
or... Yeah, I'm... Right. Okay. It doesn't matter.
It could be that.
Yeah. That does. Okay. Anything further, Commissioner Noble?
I don't believe so.
Commissioner Bowles.
Well, I got through the WIR meeting. Had a lot of good presentations. One of the speakers was Nora Rasher, our regional forester from Region 4 out of Ogden. And, a lot of discussion about with Western governors about moving forward with. I sent all you guys a thing last night about a letter, joint letter from Western governors and WIR on the concept of federalism and improving the local state federal working relationship. That's something I'll continue to be working on as past chairman of WIR. Having some discussion in an upcoming conference call with USDA in regards to rewriting the roadless map and what it might take to do that in order to enhance access in the Wyoming range for fitting projects for forest management. Hmm. I don't know yet how that's going to go, but there appears to be some support in USDA to take another look at that.
Anytime you mention rewriting a roadless map, it gives me the heebie-jeebies, because I think of the other way that it would go, you know?
Well,
adding or taking away more roads.
Adding more roadless.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that a possibility that they could do that if that is opened up again? Or?
If you look to a potential next administration, I guess there's always that concern. This administration appears to want to move it the other way. Okay. And
the big thing
behind it is the cost of fire suppression. And the fact that the Forest Service is using so much of their operating budget to suppress fires, and with better access and more active management, they could reduce the cost of fires. That's what's behind it.
Well, there wouldn't be much chance of it backfiring on us with this administration.
Not at this point, no.
Okay.
There's, in the rule itself, there's language that gives the either the regional forester or the chief, I don't remember which, it implies that they have the authority to fix the map if it's wrong. But nobody's ever done it, and they know it's wrong.
I see.
Especially the feedback we get is the Wyoming range is probably the most blatant example of the rule being, the map being wrong in the first place.
Oh, yeah. There's more illegal roads in the Wyoming range than there are legal roads.
Yeah, because of the roadless rule.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, and I guarantee you, they're not stopping.
Yeah.
That's
especially during hunting season.
That worries me a little bit, but sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Boulder Landscapes, that's comment period is ended for that. As far as the boat, the travel management plan, there's three alternatives. I believe our recommendation through comments from CLG, and Cody did a pretty good job of commenting on that. We'll recommend the no action alternative, as well as point out to BLM some options they have in regards to RS-2477 on those two roads that we have issues with.
Right.
That they there's other options besides the county having to litigate to address that issue. And I don't, did I forward you that letter?
From Cody?
From Cody to Caleb?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll try to remember to do that.
Yeah.
It explains that in more detail.
Gotcha, I don't remember seeing it.
The record of decision on the Upper Green on grazing permit renewal has been made, and Conservation District, Department of Ag, they're meeting today to offer remedies to the protest resolution based on the county protested, then the Forest Service reacted, and now we have a chance to offer some remedies to the Forest Service record of decision. So, and that's out there. I've been asked to contact the range lead in the regional office, which I put in a call this morning to Terry Padilla to try and encourage him to really take a hard look at what we have suggested and try and encourage the BT to adopt our points. So we'll have to see where that goes. I do have, if anybody wants it, a report of the WIR activities during the last year
okay.
that I presented at WIR, that it would I don't have it written, and I can make it, and I've got it down. I can read it, but it would take 3 or 4 minutes. And I don't know if it's something you're interested in or not. Probably
right,
not.
Right. So, now I think we're all right. I think we know you.
That's
WIR is working.
I figured you were okay with that.
Well, you bet. Absolutely. All right. Anything else, Commissioner Ballard?
I think that's all I think of right now.
Okay. You know, I'll just jump in on Mac said on WPLI. I thank them for bringing us a recommendation. So we'll see.
They're bringing us 3, aren't they?
What's that?
They're bringing us 3.
No, listen to my wording.
Okay.
They're bringing, who knows? Who knows what's coming? But I thank them for a recommendation.
I think
in hopes that that's what we get.
In hope that's what we get.
The most.
Okay.
And I don't know if they.
And I understand what's coming.
The most disturbing part of that was when a 5 is blocked. And the comment was, I'm not just going to block it here, I'm going to block it
every step of the way.
And
that's some real cooperation.
Well, so much for the team concept, you know.
So that's all I have to say about WPLI. Shad and I made a trip to Cheyenne, met with the PSCC, and filled them in on what's going on with our communication project. They were very receptive to what we presented, and there was a lot of confusion before that meeting on what exactly we were doing in Suffolk County. There's a lot of rumors that were being flown around. I'm not going to point any fingers to anybody who's been doing it, but we were able to fill them in on how our communication project will work and how it can be interoperable with the state, and there were a lot of questions. I'm assuming a lot of questions were written before we got there. We were able to explain all the questions to them, and in the end, Director Panos actually used the word innovators. Said that we are innovators in Sublette County, and they're thrilled with what we're doing, and just grateful that we're going to make this interoperable with WildLink. And I made an executive decision because Mr. Panos asked me directly, if you've got 2 spots on the ISSI, how do we know you'll even give WildLink one of them? And I made the executive decision right there. I said, Director Panos, WildLink has one of them. I can guarantee it. So I'm asking forgiveness rather than permission on that one from you guys. They were very happy with what we had presented to them, and they are encouraged with future negotiations with their existing radio people and even Harris.
So that may solve the problem that we have on the tower.
White Pine?
Yes. Where are we at there?
No.
I got a lot of questions.
Okay, so yeah, there are. The next day we were supposed to meet with representatives from Motorola who did not show up.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to meet with various other representatives who had, the governor had scheduled a tabletop exercise of some sort that morning, and nobody else was there. Just we had the ear of Nate Smolinski, mm-hmm. and he was the only one there.
Is he Motorola?
Yeah, no, he's WildLink.
WildLink, okay.
So us, Harris, and Nate were the only ones there for the next meeting, which is we were going to actually get a lot accomplished. But I still think we did because we gave Nate all the information that he will need to make sure that he can assure Motorola that we will be interoperable and everything will be interoperable. It's go ahead,
Commissioner. That is a big concern.
Yeah, yeah. It is, so, but it's so doable, and I'm not going to use the word easy, but I would like to, because the solution really is simple. Motorola upgrades their, the state WireLink has an ISSI. They don't even have to purchase one.
They have to negotiate that price with Motorola.
Right.
Are they considering that now, or are we going to go to the handheld that links?
No. No, they're gonna negotiate.
So
because
so we will
the ISSI
number one, that's awesome.
A exists. B, all it has to do is
be paid.
Programmed.
Yep.
Yep. At a reasonable price.
Did you mention to them that our system will carry the whole state?
Absolutely.
Have that go over.
Great. They were thrilled to have a redundant system.
The camp was to get the
we are redundant
to the
within
DSCC.
Our county.
Yeah, we're redundant.
We're redundant
so they know
here
and
more.
But we can cover the whole
they
state.
They were being
traffic.
Fed a pack of bullshit by Motorola.
Yeah.
That's what it was about.
So they are going to push for the ISSI connection update.
Oh, absolutely. So what we had to talk about, and it's too bad we didn't have Motorola there, is there has to be either a T1 line or fiber or something that connects the two ISSIs. They are looking into what is actually over in Marbleton right now, too, because they may hook in via the Marbleton Sheriff's Office Tower.
And my understanding with Harris was is the fiber hookup to the state line is right here in the sheriff's office. It's just a matter
it's
of calling
there.
Under the desk.
It's there. It's all
it's there.
There. So it's called, what's it called?
We're good.
Something net.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, something net. Wild net, something. Anyway, it's all there. It was an interesting conversation when the state found out that Harris did not receive the RFP. They've got a 10 or a 16 tower build out that they awarded to Motorola.
And they didn't receive it.
Harris didn't get it.
Harris didn't get a
Harris
request
did not
to
get
provide an RFP.
The request to provide an RFP. Then when the Harris representatives told them, they said, how much are you getting charged for this? $16 million. That's $1 million a tower.
Mm-hmm.
Harris said, oh, we'd have done it for
four.
X. And their jaws dropped. They went.
Very informative.
How did the White Pine conversation go?
White Pine conversation is going pretty decent. Here's the issue with White Pine. Tony's going to help us out with that and try and get the tower height.
For the...
I still cannot believe that tower was not built for higher than 60 feet. We need to double check this.
We couldn't get any higher.
I know, but the base.
Okay, now whoa.
We're told that the base is.
The base was supposedly built.
But they don't have the as-built file. I helped Shad find the most we could.
Right.
Well, the state did that part.
But the state has it. And the information coming back from the state is that it was only built for a 60-foot tower. And I can't understand this. Because we were told
it was built for 100-foot
tower.
100-foot
tower.
We
were
told
we
that the base was
tower.
Built for 100-foot tower, but we can't have a 100-foot tower. We're going to get a 60-foot tower.
So does the state have the as-built Matt plans for it?
Nate was trying to find all that information.
Oh, so they're on board helping.
They're on board helping us. They're trying to find the as-built information. If they can't do that, they're on board to help us negotiate with the liaisons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's another thing. We can make a 60-footer work if we just put new combiners in. The new combiners combines WireLink with our system, and it reduces the amount of equipment on that tower.
We have one same. You're utilizing the same antennas, but we're combining them in the
building. We're using a combiner. Yeah. Okay. The only problem is we don't know how much room we're going to need for the microwave dishes and how big they are. So they're still looking at that. If we absolutely cannot get a higher tower, changing the combiners is an option. if we have to build a brand new tower, I still say let's go to the combiners.
Oh, really?
I do. That's me. Because why would we go through the expense of doing that again?
But if we have to change the base, you mean?
Yeah. Meaning if we have to change the base. Yeah. That means building a whole new tower.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it's made for a 100-foot tower.
So, anyway, there are things being negotiated. And I think I know we will have a path forward one way or the other.
Sure.
The three options being, if they give us okay to go higher and we can prove that the base was built for 100, great. The second one is new combiners, which combines our equipment with WyoDOT's equipment. It doesn't take up as much space on the tower, and we can make it work on a 60. The third option is building a brand new tower to 100 to 150 foot, if there is the agreement to let us do that. So I think one way or the other, we're going to get there.
So I have a simple thought here, and I don't know, just me thinking out loud. If they pay for the ISSI, the state does, and we are completely interoperable, we don't both have to be on it.
So option number four, and we gave that to them,
they
also
don't have to be on
is that WyDOT can remove all of their equipment and actually use it someplace else.
Right.
And we can cover them on our system with what we have.
So that was discussed.
That was another option. Yes. That was another option.
That seems like completely viable.
Yeah, and it is. Absolutely, perfectly viable solution. They'll get pushback from their end because Motorola will not want their equipment to leave the tower.
Yeah, they're going to want to sell new.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, but that is an option. And we also let them know that, how to put this tactfully, and we did, we put it very tactfully, that we could remove their equipment from our tower, but Shad told them we will not do that. We will not do that. We're not going to kick you off the tower.
Right.
But we actually have the lease, and we own
it's our tower.
And it's our tower. But we got to figure out this base thing, because I know you and I, when we were told
it was built for 100.
It was built for 100 foot.
The best maps we found were from the Forest Service.
Mary remembers that too.
Yeah.
I received an email from Dave Smith saying, no, it's not. Absolutely is not.
Dave said it's not ready.
Dave Smith said it's not. Wasn't built for 100 foot.
See, and I think I can almost swear he was the one saying it was.
This is what this, mm-hmm. yeah, when Joel and I were on the commission when we built that tower. And that is what we were told.
Hopefully the state finds the
as-built. So hopefully they can find the as-built plans mm-hmm. and can substantiate. The only other option there, too, is to take a core sample.
Drill it.
Yep. Go up and take a core sample and have the geologists say, yes, it will or no, it won't.
Well, there is one pile of concrete. Yeah, we were up there.
There's a huge amount of concrete
there
went in.
Well, they were building.
Well, and it's sitting on rock.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And it's sitting on granite.
Yeah, I really like the core sample. We can't figure out what the as-built is.
We can't figure out the as-built, the only option we have is to do a core sample.
Drill it.
So
good.
Let's go to lunch.
So it's moving forward.
Yeah. You know what? It was very. I don't want you to think that the Saturday meeting was a bust. It was a semi-bust because there weren't the